back here on the Outlaws Baseball Network, getting you set for game five of this seven-game series between the Chico Outlaws and the St. George Roadrunners. Will go through the starting lineups for you. First, for the visiting St. George Roadrunners, leading off in manager Benny Castillo's lineup tonight, Cody McMorris. He'll be out in center field tonight. Jason Kramer is the shortstop, and he'll bat in the two spot. Batting third tonight, patrolling second base is Alex Sumner. In the cleanup position, Matt Huggins, the first baseman out of Denver, Colorado. In the five hole, the right fielder, Chris Brown. Nick Fitzgerald bats sixth, and he'll play third base. Keenan Long is behind the dish tonight and bats in the seven hole. Batting eighth, Tim Rotola, the left fielder. And on the hill, batting ninth, Chuck Tiffany, the left-hander, a 1-2 record at a 7.63 ERA. For the Chico Outlaws, in their lineup, as announced by their skipper, the former 16-year big leaguer manager Gary Templeton, leading off out in center field will be Blake Galen. Bobby Hill, the former big leaguer, bats second and will play second base. Mitch Enertsen is in the three spot tonight, replacing J.J. Sherrell as J.J. gets a night off. Michael Hova will be in the cleanup spot, playing right field tonight. John Urich in there at first base, bats fifth. In the sixth hole, Santo De Leon, he's the third baseman. Batting seventh, catcher Robbie Alkenbrack. In the eighth spot will be the shortstop out of Santa Cruz, Pascual Del Real. And on the hill, batting ninth, Garrett Holleran, a right-hander, 8-2 with the 3.98 ERA, making his 14th start of the year. And this is Garrett's first start of the year against the St. George Roadrunners. And Holleran, as he completes his warm-up tosses out on the hill right now, as the Outlaws get set for this ball game. Last pitched on August 21st against the Nakoa Ikaika. Two innings of relief in an 11-3 win. That was last Saturday night, so it has been a week since Garrett saw any action. Garrett's last start came on August 17th at Victoria. He got his eighth win of the year, going five innings. He gave up three runs, one earned on five hits. He walked four and struck out five. That was an 8-3 Outlaws win. So now the Outlaws will try to make it two in a row. They lost the first game of the doubleheader the other night against St. George. And Holleran delivers the first pitch in there for a strike. And at 6:40 in the evening, we are underway with baseball on this Saturday night. Glad you could join us on the Outlaws Baseball Network as McMorris shows bunt, and that's going to be strike two. McMorris hits from the left side, 209 average, no home runs, and three runs driven in. He was 0-4 yesterday, although he did pick up an RBI on a fielder's choice. As that pitch misses, it's now ball one. One ball and two strikes. The lights have been clicked on at the net. It's been overcast all day long here in Northern California. But temperature-wise, fantastic. As a 1-2, that's a one hopper to Bobby Hill. He ranges over to his left, and he'll make the throw. That's out number one as we're just underway here at the net. Golden Baseball League action, St. George and Chico, as Jason Kramer of the Roadrunners comes up. He's the number two hitter, shortstop, hitting 324 with one home run on the year and has three RBIs. And 324 batting average for Kramer, good for third on this St. George squad right now, as the first pitch from Garrett in there for a strike. And it's 0-1, Holleran throwing strikes here in the early going. Holleran, 83 and two-thirds innings of work, 53 strikeouts in those innings of work. Opponents hitting 296 against the right-handed pitcher. 1-1 now, the count to Kramer. This is the first start of the year for Garrett against the St. George Roadrunners. And the pitch. There's a little nubber foul. And it's 1-2. Outlaws wearing their home white pants tonight with the black alternate uni tops. Red C logo on the chest, red numbers on the back with the black caps. And Garrett Holleran going old school. Got his socks up to his knees. Two ball and two strike count here to Kramer. And I talked to Garrett before the ball game, and he said, "I'm going to bust out the lucky white cleats again." Garrett wore those cleats last year pitching in Gary for the Railcats in the Northern League. As the 2-2 on the way, swing and a miss, cha-ching, ring him up, a strikeout of Kramer. And that's out number two here in the first inning. And Garrett is dealing here through the first two batters of the game, and now it's going to be Alex Sumner, the second baseman. Sumner 2-for-7 in the series with a couple of RBIs. He's hitting .238 for the season so far, no home runs and one driven in. As that pitch misses. 0-1 now the count to Sumner. Holleran peers over his glove. He'll get the sign from Alkenbrack and deliver. It's low and outside. And it's 1-1 defensively for Chico tonight. Third to first. De Leon, Del Real, Hill at second, and Urich at first. Outfield left to right. Enertsen, Galen, and Hova. As your battery, Alkenbrack and Holleran, as a ground ball hit to Del Real at short by Sumner, and it's a 1-2-3. First inning, Garrett looking good. We'll head to the home half. Chico coming up for the first time. No score on the Outlaws Baseball Network.